Cyberspace Cadet in Memphis, Tennessee, who I talked to recently, who's a member of a very large group, asks, if the lower part of the body represents the lower instinctive mind of anger and greed and jealousy, why do we touch people's feet like elders that we respect? You'd only bow down to those slightly who are living in anger, jealousy, greed, who say things that they're later sorry for when they go into a rage. You wouldn't touch their feet because you wouldn't respect them, and you also don't want to pick up that vibration. You only touch the feet of people who have closed off the doors of the lower realms of the mind. And for the elders, we must remember that respect cannot be commanded. It must be earned. Another question from our temple in Memphis, Tennessee. I'm 35 years of age, and I still feel like a little boy. How can I find myself, get a direction in life? Being 35 years of age, you didn't obviously attend my session in Memphis, Tennessee a few days ago with all the children of the temple. And it was announced all the children must come from the age 10 to 30. The elders of Asian communities have the wrong idea about who is a child, who is an adult, who is a young adult. And this holds the entire community subjugated to the will of the elders, who often shouldn't be elders at all, or looked at as being elders and given that respect because their behavior is not proper and up to a religious standard. So I explained to the children, I said, you're living in the United States of America, and here you are a young adult at 17 years of age. And at 21, you are an adult. And get this in your mind, children have rights as well as adults and animals. There was one little boy and a girl who were 13 and 14 years of age. And I said, now when you're 17, 18, you are going to be a young adult. You must take on the responsibilities of being a young adult. And when you're 21, you are a full-fledged adult. So you're 35 years of age. Stand on your own two feet, lean on your own spine, make your own decisions, live your own life, and let the community be proud of you. You can pray to the gods for help and direction, but you must be proactive yourself. When the will rises and commands, even the gods are happy to obey.